At issue in this case is whether police can use information from anonymous tipsters to stop and search a car suspected of carrying drugs. In August of 2008, prompted by an anonymous tip, Marinette police stopped Joseph Miller's van and found cocaine and marijuana. Miller pleaded no contest to a drug-selling charge, but his attorney, Martha Askins, says the court should have suppressed the drug evidence because the tip for the traffic stop came from an unreliable source, who may have been another drug dealer just trying to eliminate the competition.
The more anonymous the tip, the more unreliable it is. The reason they are confidential informants is that they mix with criminal element, and that's how they have their information. For all we know, these individuals were involved in drug trafficking themselves, and they were getting rid of Miller.
But Assistant Attorney General David Perlman urged the court not to limit the ability of police to use such informants. He says in this case, despite the anonymous nature of the information, it turned out that where there was smoke, there was also fire.
I'm saying that now that we have the fire, the smoke can now be drawn to be connected more to the fire. I go fire first and look back at the smoke. I'm not asking this court to find a bunch of smoke and deduce fire. There is a fire here already.
The appeals court agreed with Perlman and upheld Miller's conviction, but the Supreme Court could decide to set a higher standard of reliability for anonymous tips in future cases. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.